Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. We give thanks to the Almighty God because today is the last day in this month of April. So we are going to show our gratitude to our God who has helped us this far. Tell God, say, "Oh Lord, my God, I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, which are renewed to me daily. I thank you, O Lord my God, because your loving kindness and your tender mercy are renewed to me daily. For this I'm grateful, O Lord my God." In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Give thanks to God. Tell God, say, "Oh Lord, my God, I thank you because I experience your grace and your goodness every day. Thank you for your goodness and your grace, which I enjoy every day. They are real in my life. Your grace and your goodness, I thank you for them. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks." Amen. We are still thanking our God. Tell God, say, "Oh Lord, my God, I thank you for your providential care for me always. You are my God, and I thank you for your providential care for me. I know it that you care for me always. Therefore, I give you thanks. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks." Amen. And finally, tell God, say, "Oh Lord, my God, I thank you because you are my refuge. You are my hiding place at all times. You are the one keeping me safe, O Lord, and secure. O Lord, my God, I thank you. Because you are my refuge, you are my hiding place at all times. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks." Amen. Psalm 24, verse 7. Psalm 24, verse 7. From the New King James Version, I read, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in." Full stop. Praise God. We must know it that every good place is usually not left open to all comers. There are gates and doors to serve as restrictions. They are there to prevent intruders and burglars. But the Almighty God, who is our workmate, he has the right to enter anywhere and everywhere. He is God, the omnipotent, unstoppable. So no sentry can deny him entry. And for everyone who is walking with God, that is, those who follow while God leads, that is, the envoys in God's convoy, for all this category of people, it is a blessed privilege for them. Because no gate, no door to any blessing can remain shut against them forever. We are saying that the sovereign Lord, the King of glory, goes in. And as he goes in, those in his entourage will go in with him. So, this gracious God, this true and the living God, is the way maker before whom The Red Sea gave way, and the walls of Jericho fell down flat. Therefore, we are going to pray to him. We're going to cry to our God, and he will hear our voice, hear our prayers. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, you are the King of glory. Please, lead me through any gate, through any door that has been shut against me. Please lead me, O God, through any gate, through any door that may have been shut against me. In the spirit realm, in the physical realm, please lead me through every gate and through every door. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. The gates and the doors into marriage. The gates and the doors leading into gainful employment. The gates and the doors leading into business success and prosperity. Remember, anywhere, any good place you have been seeking to enter, and it has been seeming difficult or even impossible, because of gates and doors. So cry to God, Lord my God, you are the King of glory. Please lead me through any gate and through any door that may have been shut against me. Lead me through, since nothing can deny you entry. Lead me through, O God. Lead me through. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Tell God. Say, oh Lord my God, please let any ancient door, any ancient gate or door that prevented the access of my parents and my ancestors to blessings, let the gate and the doors give way before me now. Because I walk with you, the gates and the doors that prevented my parents, my ancestors, from gaining access into certain blessings. O Lord, my God, the King of glory, as I walk with you, let those gates and the doors, let them give way. Let them give way. Remove the gates and the doors. In the spirit realm, in the physical realm, remove the gates and the doors, O God. Lead and usher me into those blessings that were denied to my parents and to my ancestors. Lead me into those blessings. Let every gate, every door that denied my parents and my ancestors access, let those gates and doors give way before me. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Pray this one, tell God, say, oh Lord my God, please usher me into those blessed places which were denied to those who came before me. Oh Lord my God, please usher me into those blessed places. Yes, which those who came before me, which my parents, my great-grandparents, my ancestors could not enter. Please usher me into those blessed places. Usher me into the blessed and the high places. We, those who came before me, could not enter. O Lord, lead and usher me into those blessed places. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. And this one, tell God, say, oh Lord my God, please let any barrier, any blockage in the spiritual and the physical realms, any barrier, any blockage in the way of my breakthroughs, let them be removed now. Almighty God, everlasting God, you are the King of glory, please. Any barrier, any blockage in the spiritual realm, in the physical realm, Any barrier, any block in the way of my breakthroughs, let them be removed now. Let the barrier, let the blockage be removed now. O God of heaven and earth, you are the King of glory. Remove the barriers. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And finally, call upon God. Say, O Lord, my God, I beg you, please show me mercy. Usher me safely to the month of May. Don't let this month of April take me away. Don't let it go with me. Don't let it expire with me. O Lord, my God, I beg you, show me mercy. Preserve my life. Preserve the lives of my loved ones. Usher us safely into the month of May. Please, Almighty God, in your mercy, usher my loved ones safely into the month of May. Grant us to escape every evil remaining in this month of April. Don't let this month of April consume any of us. Please usher me safely into the month of May. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Our gracious God, Almighty and everlasting King of glory, we thank you. We know that nothing stands in your way. Not mountains, not seas, not oceans, not rivers. Even the walls of Jericho could not stand. And we are privileged to be walking with you. Lord, as you lead and we follow, please, let nothing, let no barrier, let no blockage be able to stand in the way of our progress, in the way of our breakthroughs, the way of our success and prosperity. Let every obstacle, every barrier, every barricade, every block be removed. Let them give way, O God. As you lead and we follow, please usher us. Lead us safely into the blessings, even blessings that were denied to our parents, our grandparents, and our ancestors. Usher us, lead us into those blessings and deliver the blessings to us, O God. Please, Father, take us safely into the month of May. Let the remaining hours in this last day of the month of April, let the remaining hours be safe for us. See us through, O God, victoriously. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.